Hi, welcome to podcast Songwriters and Their Music. I am the host, Hao Xueluo. Today, we will share a song and the story behind the songwriter and the song. Enjoy! The song, Mom, shared today is an original female singer from China.Her stage name is 蜡笔小新. Let's enjoy this song first.
我停在校门口新修的那条便利店街道上，人来人往和我童年看到的都不一样。门卫叔叔不笑了，他说他可能老了。路上遇到我的班主任，他说我长大了。那时翻开数学作业本做了十道题，加减乘除看错，妈妈气得折断了笔。回到班级，老师安慰说好了没关系，又是那句你没用功，其实你很聪明。背上了书包回到了充满吵闹的家，我哭着说爸爸妈妈你们不要走啊，我会努力学习让我挣钱养家，换来一句大人的事小孩子别管了。我回到卧室打开书包拿出断掉的铅笔，还有考得不好的试卷，但是进步了一名，取下鲜艳的红领巾，还有彩色橡皮筋，在墙上画下我爸爸妈妈还有一颗大爱心。天空是蔚蓝色，窗外有千纸鹤陪我弹琴写歌，写下了一首歌是送给妈妈的，放下手中的工作仔细听听我说。那年的海风吹着沙滩上的你我， Sing back to childhood， 我说童年的故事是我唱给你的。记得小时候看过的好多 VCD， 刚打开红魔蓝图听到钥匙开门变成历险记，跑回房间打开卡壳的复读机，我不想听朗读 ABCD。 慢慢不知何时只有母亲一人扛起我们的家，那年生日为零花钱送了她第一束玫瑰花，拿出期末第一试卷双手自豪地交给她。当她低头我看到了那一丝白发，妈妈说宝贝我没给你个完美的家，我告诉她有你在我就是最幸福的啊。十八岁生日你送给我第一把吉他，学会的第一首歌我弹你唱滴答滴答，不知道我还能陪你多久，直到我生命的最后一刻。如果时光倒流回那一分钟，落地的瞬间我哭了你笑了，牙牙学语的时候我俩不一回头，蹒跚学步拉住你的手紧跟起后。 Dear fairy I love you， Dear beauty I love you， Dear hill I love you， Mommy I love you。
Now the song is over. Let me introduce the song and the songwriter. The songwriter of the song was born in April 1999, and her stage name on the internet is 蜡笔小新. To be honest, I was very shocked after learning a song the results of this song. This song has been played more than 10 million times in the Chinese music software NetEase Cloud.And her entered the Hot Song Ranking 136 times and the Popular Daily Chart 347 times. There are thousands of cover editions and more than 100,000 comments. It is also very popular on the Chinese TikTok, and the current usage has reached 210,000 times.Have achieved such an achievement at such a young age proves her strength and popularity. Today, we are very honored to invite Mom's songwriter, 蜡笔小新, to come to our podcast show. But because the songwriter is Chinese and not good at English, I will ask the staff to help translate the next dialogue. So, now let us welcome the 蜡笔小新. Hello, thank you very much for coming to our show. How should I call you?
Hi, you can call me Miss Cao.
Okay, Miss Cao, I want to ask, what was your original intention for creating this song?
The intention of writing the song is that it's not easy for me to say these words to my mom with her looking at me. So I chose to write them into the song. At that time, I had been away from home for a while, and I missed her a lot. This is kind of my way to express the love and appreciation for her.
Got it. And what do you want to express in this song?
The main idea this song wants to convey is that as a first-time parent, my mom may not be perfect, but she's the one who had suffered great pains during pregnancy, labor, and delivery. And no matter what happens in my life, what kind of person I become, she's always there for me and always have my back. As she ages, along with the pressure in life, she's unable to stand tall and straight. We should spend more time with our mothers and should be more patient with them. They love us so much and we should love them more in return. When we are strong enough, we can protect and support them.
Yes, I think every mother is powerful and admirable. So, in the process of creating this song, is there anything that impresses you?
What I remember most is there was no hook in the first part of the song. Then, when I started recording it, I felt like something was missing there. Later, I was standing on the balcony and the sky was particularly blue. I saw a paper crane near me. I don't know who folded it. Then, inspired by all these elements, I wrote down, "Sky is blue," accompanied by a paper crane. I write the song. I sing the song every minute, every second. At that moment, I could feel deep inside, I enjoy composing songs.
We all know that this song was written for mother. So when you wrote this song, did you think of any story with your mother?
The stories with my mom are in the song. You can just explore it.
Well, the audience can listen to the song after listening to our podcast. And I also know that this song is very popular on the Chinese internet. How do you feel about the popularity of this song?
I think I'll take steady steps along this path of music and try to write better songs.
Yes, step by step. I believe that what should come will come. So what do you want to say to the audience at the end of show?
I want to say, may the music and happiness surround us always.
Thank you, Ms. Cao, for visiting the podcast today. I represent the show and the audience. Wish you success in your future musical road. The show is over here. Thank you for listening. See you next time.